This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Columbia University is shutting down a pro-Palestinian encampment and suspending some of the student protesters. As NPR's Brian Mann reports, some of the demonstrators moved their protest outside of Columbia's gates.
At this hour, there's a big protest outside the college gates. Inside, things are quiet right now, but students have just heard that Columbia University is beginning to suspend those who've refused to break down and leave this encampment. Student leaders here who've been part of this protest say they know maintaining this encampment could affect their academic future, their professional lives. They say right now this issue with Gaza and Israel's war against Hamas, they say that that's a price that they're willing to pay.
NPR's Brian Mann outside of Columbia University in New York. The International Criminal Court in The Hague is believed to be considering arrest warrants for Israeli leaders and perhaps even Prime Minister Netanyahu. As Terry Schultz reports, the ICC has said that it's investigating both the October 7th attack by Hamas against Israel and the Israeli response.
ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan says he has jurisdiction over potential war crimes that are committed in the Gaza Strip due to the Palestinian territories being admitted as a member of the court in 2015. Reuters says Israeli officials could potentially be accused of preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza and of pursuing an excessively harsh response to the Hamas attacks. While the court has not confirmed its intentions, Prime Minister Netanyahu has addressed the issue himself on social media, saying that, quote, "Under my leadership, Israel will never accept any attempt by the ICC to undermine its inherent right of self-defense." He adds that the threat would set a dangerous precedent. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Recovery efforts are underway in areas that have been hardest hit by weekend tornadoes that have ravaged parts of the South and Midwest. Nebraska Public Media's Cassidy Arena spoke with a volunteer who's helping to clean up the damage in her community.
19-year-old Sierra Nelson feels lucky that her home was spared in the tornadoes that swept through much of Elkhorn, Nebraska. Following the damage, she and her father decided to give back and help others in their community who weren't so fortunate. She has been helping to pick up houses that were torn apart when she had to take a break for a tetanus shot after a scratch from a nail.
It's the right thing to do. I mean, I was lucky to not get affected, but other people weren't. People are without houses at the moment. It's lucky that nobody died at the moment or perished with tornadoes, but some people weren't lucky.
Nelson says the community responses for recovery are the very representation of a Midwest attitude.
Cassidy Arena reporting. This is NPR News. Hunter Biden's legal team is threatening to sue Fox News for reporting that he accepted bribes from foreign sources. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, a key source behind those allegations has been accused in federal court of making false statements.
House Republicans launched a wave of investigations of President Biden's son, Hunter, and Fox News has amplified accusations of bribery hundreds of times. He faced federal tax and gun charges, and his personal life has yielded one scandal after another. Yet the accusations that he helped Chinese or Ukrainian figures route millions of dollars to his father have failed to result in charges. Now, the younger Biden's lawyers are demanding that Fox withdraw those claims on the air and add editor's note to the digital stories. Otherwise, he's threatening to sue. Fox paid nearly $800 million last year to resolve a defamation suit over false claims that a voting tech company helped rig the 2020 elections for Joe Biden. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Eight law enforcement officers have been shot in Charlotte, North Carolina, at least three of them fatally. The officers were part of a U.S. Marshals task force that was trying to serve a warrant at a home. Charlotte Police Chief Johnny Jennings says the officers were met with gunfire upon arrival and returned fire, killing one suspected shooter. Jennings says that someone fired shots from inside the home as well. Two people, including a teenager, were taken into custody for questioning. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher as investors await news on interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 146 points. The Nasdaq gained 55. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Schizophrenia and Psychosis Action Alliance, shattering barriers to treatment, survival, and recovery. People with schizophrenia can recover and thrive. More at wecanthrive.org.